Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. And Dave, we probably should mention we have our big all-day outlook meeting coming up next week at the Beef House.
Yes, we do. And we have a powerful lineup of speakers at that meeting, Dan, including Dan Bossi of Ag Resource and Glenn Ring of Glenn Ring Enterprises. We also will have sessions on ag weather, estate planning, crop insurance, and, of course, our popular futures and basis panels for both beans and corn. Registration next Tuesday, that's March 4th, begins at 8:15 a.m. Eastern Time. That's 7:15 a.m. Central. And full details are on our website at willag.org. The 2008 All-Day Agricultural Outlook Meeting is made possible with support from Cargill, the Archer Daniels Midland Company, and the Andersons. Midwest slaughter hog prices today are expected to be quiet since prices are weak and selling interest is dull. Terminals are called mostly steady with a weak tone, with tops from $35.50 to $38. Peoria called steady today with the top price of $35.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, February 28th, negotiated swine purchases were $13,800 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $46 to $56.80. The weighted average was $53.45, a loss of $1.52 from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $39.07 to $45.33, and the weighted average was $43.08. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $16,096. The base price range, $45 to $59.46. The weighted average, $56.14, a loss of $1.86 from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $32.99 to $45.26, and the weighted average was $42.54. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Solo. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. I guess that's payback for yesterday. I skipped out on you, and I'm sorry about that, but we do have some weather to talk about. In fact, we have a couple of weather systems that will impact the agricultural interests across pretty much the eastern half of the nation in the next week or so, with the snow melt and another couple precipitation makers headed for the northern portion of Illinois, Indiana, and generally the Great Lakes. We're going to continue to see some flooding. We have heavy rains that are expected across, generally from the eastern portions of Oklahoma, across Arkansas and southern Missouri, in through the Ohio Valley. That heavy rain expected on March 2nd through the 3rd. We may see some very soggy fields and some flooding in that area. And there's also the risk of severe weather, severe thunderstorms stretching all the way from central Texas into the southern portion of the mid-Atlantic states and the southeastern U.S., and that looks a time frame that's going to expand from March 2nd in through the 5th. So very active weather pattern will continue. The precipitation will be very welcome in the drought areas of the southeast. They have picked up some moisture recently, and this looks to be a pretty significant rainmaker across that area. But again, areas to the north where flooding has already been a problem, where if they could shoo all of that rain to the south, it would be a welcome development. It's just not going to happen that way. Again, rain in Oklahoma and the immediate neighboring areas of the U.S. hard red wheat country Sunday and Monday. Welcome. Good for winter crops in the wheat, in the region. Some warm temperatures today and Saturday will raise soil temperatures and bring some of the development of summer wheat out of dormancy. Colder weather next week will subdue the new crop development, with freezes occurring in many areas by the end of the week as the jet stream over the weekend we'll take one of its first ventures to the north of the area, but quickly turning back and pushing to the south of us with the return of the northwesterly flow and below average temperatures expected for a good portion of next week. Not the Arctic cold that we've seen for much of February, but below average temperatures expected. And again, along with the below average temperatures, the central and eastern portions of the nation look to be rather wet. Wheat conditions overseas still rated favorably, except in the unirrigated areas of northern and central India, a few areas in northern Africa and parts of Spain. None of the dryness seems to be serious enough for a big impact on market mentality, but those areas do need some precipitation to start to change things around there. As far as the corn and soybean areas and Brazil, the forecast does look for a little bit more rain across Brazil today and Saturday. After that, net drying is expected to evolve from Mato Grosso through Mato Grosso do Sul to Paraná and southwestern São Paulo. The drier biased conditions should last through the end of next week. Rain will fall frequently in the Rio Grande do Sul and from Goiás into Minas Gerais and parts of Bahia next week. Favorable crop maturation and harvest progress is anticipated from Mato Grosso into southwestern São Paulo and Paraná next week. Fieldwork elsewhere will advance slowly around the periods of rain. For Argentina, the forecast today is a little bit wetter for Buenos Aires and possibly a few southwestern or southernmost La Pampa locations relative to the recent forecast for the area. Showers and thunderstorms will occur through Saturday in Entre Rios and Buenos Aires, with the precipitation impacting the Buenos Aires and southern La Pampa region from Sunday into Tuesday or Wednesday. Rainfall expected to average generally between a tenth to three-quarters of an inch, some local amounts getting an inch today and again Saturday, with another half-inch to 2 inches possible from the southern La Pampa through the southern two-thirds of Buenos Aires during the Sunday through Tuesday time frame and possibly into Wednesday. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 1223 down 12, last trade down 5. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 1155 down 14, last trade down 27. July, 1057 and a quarter, up a quarter, last trade down 12 and a quarter. December, 1071 and a quarter, down three quarters, last trade down 14. March corn opened at 540 and three quarters, down 2.5, last trade down 1. July, 565 down 2.75, last trade down 1.25. December, 563 and three quarters, down 1.5, last trade down 3/4. December of 2009, 541.5, down 1, last trade down 0.5. March beans opened at 1496 and three quarters, down 1.5, last trade up 12 and three quarters. July, 1523.5, down a quarter, last trade up 20. November, 1422, down 2, last trade up 12. January of 2009, 1428.5, down 5, last trade up 13.5. March soybean meal opened at 372.90, down 60, last trade up 220. March soybean oil opened at 66.22, down 23, last trade up 64. Joining us now in the studio, not on the phone, is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group out of West Bend, Wisconsin. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, you're here for several things. Commodity week today, of course, and then on Monday night, you're going to be at the Champaign County Farm Bureau to do some presentations on their behalf. And then on Tuesday, of course, the all-day agricultural outlook meeting at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. A busy week for you.
Oh, yes. Busy, and I'm looking forward to it.
Let's talk a little bit about the spread activity. We talked a little bit about that before you came on. And tell us what you're thinking about what these spreads mean in both corn and beans.
Well, when I look at the fact that, you know, we have an inverse spread in the corn market and in the bean market both, you know, they're just saying that they're speaking to the amount of demand that we have and the concern that the trade has over the fact that we just haven't determined who's going to get all the acres. In most cases, you know, when you see inverse spreads, it's just saying to you, we're not going to pay you to hold the grain. We need the grain now. The demand is here now. And it's also the fact that, you know, you look at old crop, it's the physical. We've got it. And we know that we've got it. So, you know, we ultimately, I guess I'd have to say, it just comes down to nobody's sure that anybody has the acres that they need.
And you're still of a mindset that $16 soybeans might be in the cards?
Oh, yes. I see July 16 soybeans. I see $6 corn. I guess, you know, we're on the last day of the month, and I think most of the trade now is finally comfortable with the fact that the highs were not put in on the 22nd, 23rd of February, and we're just going to move forward. And so corn certainly is not winning the battle when you look at what the average price is going to be for beans on insurance, you know, versus what it's going to be for corn.
Do you think that we'll see those prices ahead of the planting intentions report?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that that's we're going to pound hard to do that. And then after planting intentions, perhaps see a little bit of pullback, but then they're going to be concerned about weather.
What about the wheat? Did the wheat make a blow off top, or do we discount all that price action that was going on because of the MF Global situation?
Well, I think the MF Global situation certainly muddied the waters. I think what we've got is the whole thing of wheat, as far as I'm concerned, has been about taking physical delivery in the March contract, and it doesn't make any difference if it's Chicago, KC, or Minneapolis. When you need wheat, you need wheat. And so I anticipate that we'll see wheat make a rebound again unless we can be assured that we're going to actually improve the weather situation. You know, that meeting last week with the Plains farmers saying that they were very concerned about how dry it is going to continue to loom over the market.
Thank you, Jackie.
You're welcome.
Jackie Vex of Stuart Peterson's WILL Urbana.